Far away on the planet Z, two great warriors battled it out. In the feature segment of our show, Dave Michelson and Jeff Erskine have returned to our studios to do battle once again.
And yes, we are back. I'm Dave Michelson.
And I am Jeff Erskine, back from Planet Z, ready to duke it out again.
Yes, we are. And now that we are FM, the whole world will see that Jeff really knows very little about sports.
Dave, that's not true. I want to tell all the listeners out there, we've got a lot of calls for the request of Roxanne, Roxanne. Well, for the next 5 minutes, you're going to have to listen to the Erskine Michelson rap, and you better like it. That's right. So, Dave, let's hear what stupid things you have to say today. Tell us the topic.
The topic today, Jeff, is: should collegiate athletes get paid for their services, for what they're doing?
Definitely not.
Well, definitely they should, Jeff, because basically these kids are being
used. Here's the segment of your show where you can turn down your radio and go get a sandwich or do whatever else you want.
See, the reason Jeff stalls is because he has nothing planned to say. But the reason, Jeff, I'm saying that they should be paid some sort of salary. Jeff's still doing the wave. The reason they should do the get paid a salary is because, if you look at, let's take for example some of the teams that make it to the big games.
Right.
Let's look at the Rose Bowl, for example.
Fine.
Those schools got paid close to $4 million apiece. What do these kids get out of it? They get a free education.
That's right.
That's worth something. But, Jeff, what are these kids really getting in return? Too often, these guys, and girls, I should say, are being used just for their athletic ability. No one really cares whether or not they're getting an education. Let's take a look at NC State. I think there was something released the other day.
Dave's very long-winded today.
Something close to 40% of their athletes didn't have the required grade point average of a 1.7. Jeff, that's even worse than your grade point average.
Dave, let me put it to you this way. How come if they get paid, why are they going to want to study more? Of course they're not. Dave, if we pay the athletes here at Syracuse, isn't tuition high enough as it is? We're going to go up to $20,000 because you're going to be paying the athlete's salary. Yep. You know what's going to move into the X-Bar Poets? It's going to be Pearl's Bar and Grill. It's ridiculous, Dave. You can't pay the players. There's no way. They're here for an education. What they're doing right now, by getting their education, they're also making a name for themselves. They have 4 years in which they can make a name for themselves, get an education, then they get the big money.
But, Jeff, we all know, and let's not fool ourselves, even though you are a naive young man, the fact that there
there's too much money
being given under the table. Thanks, Mel. There's too much money going under the table, all right?
I just want to tell everyone, and Rocco especially, Dome Eddie wrote Dave's material. They're close friends.
Well, I asked your dad, and he said, sure, no problem. But anyway, what it comes down to, Jeff, is that there is a lot of money being given to these athletes under the table. So why don't we just bring the whole system above board?
Because, Dave, then what will happen to it is what's happening to amateur sports right now. Amateur sports is becoming professional sports.
I didn't know there was such a thing as amateur sports left anymore.
That's right. Well, the same thing is going to happen to college hoop, Dave. We're going to be the Syracuse University Orangemen Incorporated. It's going to be absolutely ridiculous. So, I don't want to see it, Dave. I don't want to be around for it. Maybe you will be.
You're not going to be around for much longer if you keep up the stupid attitude.
Listen, Dave's on the 7-year plan, so he's going to be around for a lot longer, Dave. Thank God I'm only staying here 4 years, because if that ever happens, well, geez, I might as well just move to Canada with George Papadakos, because I'm not going to stick around for that.
Well, you might be moving to Canada real soon. The whole point is, just look at schools that have all the recruiting problems. Let's look at a school like University of Florida, all the recruiting violations, alleged money payments to the players and recruits.
Right.
Let's stop fooling ourselves. Let's legalize the whole thing. These guys are at a semi-pro level as is already. They're very proficient at what they do, unlike yourself, who has no idea what he's doing. So let's just give them a stipend of some sort, $8,000-$10,000 a year, and say, here, it's yours, and there'll be no more funny business.
Instead of that, Dave, why don't we just see if we can play by the books? Wouldn't that be a lot nicer? Just play by the books, play with the books, read the books.
That's the problem. Some of these guys can't even read the books when they get out.
Well, how is money going to help them out, Dave? Money is not going to make them do work. It's not. It's not going to work for them. There's no way. They shouldn't be paid.
What we're going to need, basically, is an overhaul of the entire system. And I guess we're going to
You've been listening to Grandstand. Grandstand is a production of Z89 Sports. The executive producer of Z89 Sports is Rob Weingarten. This show has been produced by Neil Goldstein and hosted by Mike Ames. Join Mike and the Z89 Sports Staff next week again at this time for Central New York's most comprehensive sports talk show.
JPZ wants you to know that Syracuse University students will have the opportunity to vote for or against the New York Public Interest Research Group, NYPIRG, this Tuesday, February 26th. NYPIRG is a student-directed organization found on campuses across the state. Referenda voting will take place at Tilden Cottage, Huntington Beard Krauss Hall, and at Marshall Hall at the Environmental Forestry School this Tuesday. Vote responsibly about your student fee. Call the New York Public Interest Research Group for more information at 476-8381 or call us here at Z89.
He took up boxing as a youngster in Philadelphia. Day after day, he would work out in the gym. But fight after fight, he would fall flat on his face. His life was going nowhere.
Until he discovered his uncanny ability to predict the future. Now he's a giant in the sports world. He's Rocco Macri. Yes, that's right. You can catch Max Picks every Sunday night at 6 on Grandstand, right here live, Z89.
Yeah, they all have on the Z89. I'm Ted Lambrinos, taking a look at the